Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield Warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What's up, gorgeous? It's Lala Kent. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. Before we get it on and poppin', reminder, I want to meet you when I go on tour for the brand new tour. That's right, Give Them Lala will be live. We will be in Fort Lauderdale. Well, we're kicking off in Irvine, but y'all can't come to that because it's sold out. Fort Lauderdale, Clearwater, Orlando, Atlanta, Nashville, New Orleans, Houston, Austin, and Dallas. I will see you all. If you want to purchase tickets, go to givethemlive.com. It is about to be lit AF. What's up, Jess?
Hello, Lala. How are you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was fabulous.
Tell us all about it.
Well, I went to this party.
Fun.
On Saturday, you came and met up.
Mm-hmm.
It was for one of the writers on Euphoria. I've actually never seen Euphoria.
Have you not seen it because you know the vibe and it might cause you anxiety, or you just haven't gotten around to it?
So I respect Euphoria because everyone loves it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a couple of episodes, like the very first season. I thought the acting was incredible. The storyline, like, I thought it was an incredible show. Like, mm-hmm. Give respect where it's due. Amazing. For me, I don't think people realize how terrified and put off by drug use that I cannot stand it.
Yeah.
It makes me sick to my stomach.
That makes sense. And season one is heavy. I think the pilot is, like, heavy, right? That's where, like, Zendaya's character is, like, you see her, like, I think overdose or something.
Yeah. The last episode I ever watched was when Zendaya went over to someone's house and someone puts fentanyl like on a knife and tells her to lick it or whatever. And it was just, I just can't go there.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people have said, like, if you have kids, it'll make you so worried. And I'm like, I'm a worrier as it is. I don't need to expose myself to more worry. So I feel like there will be a day when I watch it, mm-hmm. but I have yet to watch it.
Yes. But I get that.
Yeah. So this writer's birthday. They had it at Tom Tom. She's a huge fan of Vanderpump. I always get extremely humbled when you have like real talent who do incredible things and they're like, I love you. And I'm like, no. Like what you do is insane. And she was like, the crazy thing is though, is like your guys' show, the shit that comes out of your mouths, like, you can't write that shit. You cannot. And so it was like a cute little moment.
Right.
There were incredible people there. And I just was living my best life.
I got home at 12:30, which is late for me.
That's late. That's a good time to get home, I think.
It's the perfect time because then I need at least a couple hours to wind down.
Right.
You know, and my husband's went to an after party. They got home at 4 and I'm like, that would send me into sheer panic.
Right.
Because well, I get...
Well, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I get emotional. This wasn't an emotional night. I should say I get an interaction hangover.
Okay.
So when I go out, even though I'm not drinking, mm-hmm. like if I have a night out where it's late and I've been talking to people, the next morning I feel like I've been hit by a bus.
Lala, you're an extroverted introvert. That's what I am. That's what Kyle is.
Wait, is that what it is?
An extroverted introvert. Because for years I thought I was an extrovert because I'm just like when I'm out, I talk to people. But an extroverted introvert, to be an introvert, recharging means being alone. And when you're an extrovert, recharging your battery is like, I have to be around people. So people would probably assume you're an extrovert because when you're out, you're social and this and that. But like, it takes a toll on you.
It did.
And you have to recharge by like being by yourself or someone who's super close to you and just like chilling out.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. You get like physical, like you get like physically exhausted.
My body hurts.
Yeah. No, that's the same.
And so I came home. I took like a warm bath. Mm-hmm. I took a couple melatonin. I laid in my bed. And the next morning, I slept until 10:30. Slept until 10:30 yesterday and it was lit.
It was, yeah.
But then I fucked myself.
Because you stayed up late.
Yes, mm-hmm. last night. And then it's Monday. We got a work day. I got Ocean waking up. And yeah. I'm like, oh my God, why did I do that?
How late did you stay up last night?
Probably until like 1:30. I was texting a cute boy.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. What can you say about that to us? Because anything? Any details? Is this actually, because you said on the podcast a couple episodes ago, you said you have certain men mm-hmm. for certain things. Mm-hmm. So is this boy like, what does he fulfill? Is he flirty? Is he like safe? Is kind he?
As of right now mm-hmm. and what I need in life, kind of everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And just over text, that's awesome that he can do that just over text.
And like talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he has like an actual job.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
You know?
Yeah.
A real job. That requires him to like, you know, and I have an actual job.
Yeah.
So, no, I was like, I'm going to stay up because I'm having a little bit of fun right now.
That's cute.
I know. It was really cute.
That's fun.
Because, you know, I lost a couple dudes to the PI.
Well, they're dropping like flies.
They're dropping like flies, and I don't miss them.
That's good.
But I was reading today on the gram. Mm-hmm. So I always thought that Pamela Anderson, I had read online, Pamela Anderson, by the way, while everyone else is trying to look like the like exact photocopy of Kim K, like I have to look like Pam Anderson.
Icon. She's an icon.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like, also because I have no chance of looking like Kim K or else I'm sure I would go and try to do that. But like, it's just, it could never happen.
Yeah.
I'd have to literally have a head transplant. You know, like Pamela Anderson is like, okay, I look good as a blonde. Like we can try to be like the busted version of that. No. I'm fine with that.
Would you ever go bleach blonde? Because I think you could. Kill it. I love a good bleach blonde.
I want to do that. I got to get my hair healthy. I've been taking my Nutrafol pills like a mad woman. Mm-hmm. And I want to do it. So I'm obsessed with Tom. See, I always do it. I call it Tom and Pammy. Pam and Tommy. I'm obsessed with it. And I read that Pam Anderson will not watch. She has zero interest.
The show Pam and Tommy. That's
the
what you mean.
Show.
Okay.
The TV show. Mm-hmm. Hulu. Mm-hmm. But then today it comes out that she's doing a documentary.
Oh.
On like the real story.
Oh.
And she claims on this, it's like a handwritten note. Mm-hmm. And on the top of it, it says Netflix, right?
Yeah.
And she writes something out and she says, not a victim, but a survivor. And I was like, damn.
Oh my God.
And it's signed by her with a kiss. That is the goat. So I'm so excited.
Did it say what? I mean, I doubt it. But like what? When's it coming out? What streaming platform, if any, or no?
I guess Netflix.
Oh.
Because it said Netflix on the little note card. It was like a Netflix notepad.
Is Pam and Tommy on, you said Hulu? Oh, well, that would make sense. I thought it was on a Netflix note card, like, Netflix, you did me wrong, and now I'm going to get... Oh,
because... No.
Oh, my God.
So I'm freaking out. So excited. Yeah. I dove into Baywatch last night.
Oh.
I couldn't
An
watch.
An oldie buddy good. Wait, why? Is it so cheesy? I don't think I've ever seen it.
There's like these people in the middle of the ocean, quote unquote middle of the ocean, and they're like, help! And they're like drowning themselves. There's no waves. There's nothing.
They're like bobbing them down.
They're like forcing themselves underwater. I was laughing and I was like, I can't, go through with it. So I put Friends on instead.
Okay. I've never seen Baywatch. I've been watching the newest season of Search Party is out.
Oh, Search Party is such a vibe, but I haven't seen it since it went on to HBO Max. Isn't that what it's on now?
Yeah, on HBO Max, but it's way different. Like season three was last season, and then I think this season four, or maybe four or five, one of those. So much different than season one.
Search Party was originally on what
network? I don't know, because I didn't see it until it was on HBO Max, because I like binge watched it. But I think it was like TBS, maybe? I don't know.
TBS.
Was it TBS?
Yes, and it's so good. I loved it. And then I had no idea that it switched to like a streaming service, so I just thought it went off the air. And I'm like, it was so good. Why would it not still be on?
Yes.
But it's, I'm going to start watching that too. I'm trying to dive into like actual shows, because all I watch is Housewives and Friends. And I have to like, when you start looking at the cast of Friends and being like, wait a minute, you're not supposed to look like that. It's like, okay, you like really need to like get with the times.
How many times have you rewatched Friends? Like the entire, all the seasons? What do you think?
Ballpark. Hundreds.
Are you serious?
Hundreds of times. And I still go, so funny. It never gets old.
I've watched it one time through in The Office. I've watched, that's the only show I've watched multiple times through.
Yeah. So that I'm venturing, like I just finished Inventing Anna and I loved it.
You did?
Did you not love it?
I didn't finish it because listen, I love the show, respect the show, obsessed with the actress.
Yeah.
But I got a little bored. Okay. And I know that's
give
weird.
It a chance, because the last couple of episodes
are wild.
Are so good.
Really?
There's one scene that she has with her attorney, and it's like bone chilling.
Really? Okay. I need to get back into it because I love the accent.
Get into it.
Yeah.
Did you see the 2020 on her?
No, I need to see that.
Okay, watch that.
Because is that on YouTube?
You can watch it on Hulu. Do you have Hulu?
Yeah.
I'll give you my password.
No, I have Hulu. I've got, if I have anything, if I spend money on anything, it's all of the streaming.
Yeah.
All of them. Disney Plus, I've got them all.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
And I watch one of them, Hulu.
That's what I'm like.
That's all I watch.
I know. I think I got like,
I only kept my Netflix subscription because they had Seinfeld.
Really?
But now they're going to have Pam Anderson's documentary. So now I'm staying for that too.
I even have Peacock, guys. I have it all.
Of course I have Peacock. It's my mothership.
Wait, that's what Housewives of Miami is on, right? Or am I?
Yes. Okay. Housewives of Miami.
Yeah.
Which, so good. Why isn't it on Bravo?
Yeah.
How are we going to put Summer House on Bravo freaking Real Housewives of Miami? It makes no sense to me.
But that's weird. Okay, wait. I want to jump back really quick to the party.
Yeah.
I'm curious, and I know the listeners are too. Did you meet any cute boys? Or no?
There were a lot of cute boys there.
Okay.
But like, I have a very, you wouldn't know it when I say I have a very specific type. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know it by my last relationship, but I have a specific type. And I've gone back to that.
Yeah.
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 I like what I like. I've always had like a, you know, I love the tattoos.
Yes.
The height.
Okay. That makes sense. Speaking of that, a little BTS, you guys. Lala, I was sitting with a couple friends because we were celebrating a friend of mine. She quit a very toxic job. So we were celebrating it. And there was a few men at a table next to us. And I was like, oh my God, I see a specific man. Lala would think he's so hot. Like, she's in the next room. And I walked over to him while Lala came to say hi. And I walked over to him. I think I didn't realize his girlfriend was sitting at the bar. Okay, I did not. She was sweet.
You met her?
No. But like, if it was his girlfriend, she was sweet because she like laughed and smiled and maybe it was just a friend. But I walked over to him and I said, I always have to say this. I've only done it a couple times, but I go, hi, what I'm about to ask you is not for me. Don't worry. But are you single? And then he like looked at me and I was like, it's for a friend of mine. And then he looked over at the table and saw Lala. And he said, he looked Lala up and down and he said, yeah, I'm single. And then I looked at him and I said, are you really single? And he said, no, I'm not really single. And I was like, okay. And I walked back to Lala. He was beautiful, but
he was so fine.
To give her credit, I told her that. And she's like, yeah, no, I'm not even going to look his way again. Because
men are such dogs.
that's exactly what you said. Men are such dogs.
Looked me up and down. Yeah, I'm single. Ain't nothing in here for you.
Like, you did too.
Nerd.
That was funny.
I have a specific type.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm looking for. And yeah, this guy is doing just that right now.
That's
very easy.
Yeah. On that note, is a man named Harry Jowsey. Jowsey? Jowsey?
Yeah.
Your type.
Not... We could make it my type, sure.
A little teaser for who may be on this episode today.
Yes, I'm so excited to have him on. I did his podcast, I think it was last week, and he is so fun, so funny, and I'm looking forward to having him on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys were fun. You guys were so fun to watch.
Well, I like people who, like, literally say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's very interesting? I watched them record his podcast first and then Lala's second. And it's a very, if you've heard his podcast, because it came out last week with Lala, it's a very different tone and conversation.
Well, so we recorded the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, when we did his, we jumped on mine and I was like, I think I may have judged you
mm-hmm.
too soon.
Yeah.
I think I say that to him. So yes, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Harry Jowsey.
You guys, it is finally shorts and t-shirt weather. My favorite kind of weather. Time to put the jackets and sweaters in the back of the closet where they belong. And if you're like me, I know you want to update your look for the summer, but you don't want to break the bank in the process. That's where Quince comes in. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic all summer long. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all those savings on to us. I am wearing my Quince cashmere tee again today, and I have no shame. I got the cream color. It's so soft. It's so comfy. So chic. Almost as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got to put in Palm Springs. We all are obsessed with those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala. Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty.
Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
We're back, my loves, with a man who gets us all wet.
Really?
Yeah,
that's what I heard. Are you wet right now?
Sure, but I'm wet all the time, so don't feel too special.
What a way to take the wind out of my sails. Fuck.
Harry Jowsey.
Hello.
I have a burning fucking question for you.
Ah, for fuck's sake.
I know.
And I've been answering questions today.
I have a feeling that you're an open book. Mm-hmm. And this is a question I've been wanting to ask you for a minute. Mm. Are you too hot to handle?
Yes.
Yes. And you're circumcised?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good on.
I thought that was a question. Usually people ask me if I'm circumcised.
No, I would never ask that question. I wanted to know, like, if you're too hot to handle. Did you win that game?
I was one of the 10 winners.
Yeah. Oh, there's 10?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What did you walk away with?
$7,500. But I gave away 10 on my Instagram the day we won. I was just like, oh, fuck this.
Really? Who'd you give it to?
I did like a big giveaway on my Instagram because I was like, you know what? Like, you guys, like, thank you for the support. Without you guys watching the show, we wouldn't have a show. So I was like, I just want to give it to you. And then I was trying to like lead by example for the other cast members. Like, hey, like you should just give back and like do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And like, give it to charity. But turns out everyone is entitled assholes. And they just, I guess they wanted this $7,500, which isn't really life changing.
Yeah. So. They're like, we didn't munch pussy for so long for this money.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And we had to wait a year for it.
Holy hell.
I know.
So how did you get on that show? Because that was really like the show that like you became a somebody, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I'm still like nobody, but like it put me on the map a little bit. But yeah, it was the casting process was pretty wild. Like we, it was really intense. Like how many people have you slept with? Like what's going on this week? What's going on there? And I walked in to the show thinking that I was about to have like a massive orgy. Like I was so horny.
Yeah.
When I walked in.
Did you remember? Did you know how many people you'd slept with when they asked that question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many?
Not many people know it. How many do you think I've had sex with?
I want to say you're pushing between like 80 and 100.
We'll go with that.
More? Damn.
Less than 200, but more than 150.
When did you lose your virginity?
When I was 14.
Okay, so you had and you're what, 20, almost 25 you said?
Yeah.
Damn. Do you get tested for STDs?
Of course. Yeah, I work on those. For me, like I'm open book. Like I like to talk about this stuff and I hate the like people like trying to slut shame or like be worried about if you had sex with this many people. It's like, how do you know?
I would never judge you for sleeping with that many people.
But how do you know what you're into until you try it? You
That's
know?
So true.
And like I know more shit than I knew than when I had sex with like 10 people. Like I know what the fuck's going on now.
Well, yeah, you push into the 200s, you know a body.
Yeah, and I know where the clitoris is, which a lot of guys don't apparently.
Well, good for you. I'll meet you in the bathroom in 5 minutes. I'm just kidding.
Don't say just kidding. Like I'm gonna get worked up here. I told you, you can't be talking like that. I'm the horniest person on earth.
We'll get back to you, but listen.
Right.
Before any of that were to ever happen, I would send your name, your age, your birthday, to my PI because I'd need a background check on you.
Oh, you have one of them?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
What is a
Absolutely.
PI?
Absolutely. A PI is a
penis
private
inspector.
No, that's what I do.
Oh.
A PI is a private investigator.
Right.
This is called being smart. I got to know the red flags before we jump in the bed or wherever it may be. So anyway, back to you. I would never judge you for sleeping with hundreds upon hundreds of women.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to know you're safe. Like you get tested for STDs. Yeah. All right. So you walk in, they ask how many people you've slept with. You get a phone call. They're like, hey, you're going to this island. This is the game. Because it was on an island, right? Were you
We didn't know anything about it. The only thing we knew is that it was for Netflix. And it was a reality show. It was like one of the first ever. But it was like so ironclad. Like no one knew about what was going on. Like we didn't know why we were going there, what was happening. We just knew it was a dating show. It was called, at the time, it was called Untitled Dating Show.
Okay.
And because no one even knew. Like, even there, the producers were just like, yeah, like, it's so ironclad. Like, no one knows actually what's going on. Like, we were in different hotels all around, like, Mexico, like, each cast member. So there was no chance of any single person, like, running into each other.
So you're cast, and then they just fly you somewhere and put you in a hotel. And then what? You had to jump on a bus, and you all go to the same place, obviously, because you need to be in a house together.
Yeah, yeah. So you're in like, your hotel, and then you're there for, like, a week. Like obviously, everyone's a bit jet-lagged, a little bit bloated from flying. So you're, like, relaxing in the hotel.
I love that you said a little bit bloated. They're like, if we're going to get these people to fucking lose money,
yeah,
they're going to need to get their bloat down. So a solid week will get that down.
No, we go in, but it's all like you're blindfolded, so you don't know where you are, what's going on. It's kind of crazy.
They blindfolded you?
Well, like before you go on the villa, so you can't see anything of the behind the scenes stuff, and you kind of
were
have
you
to
each
be there.
Designated to like a person that could actually see to walk you in?
Yeah,
I'm just picturing this. Was this on camera?
No. This
fuck,
so this
I wish
is just before
been.
You're about to like step foot in it, because they want to get your initial reaction, so they want to have like a camera on you, so like you're pretty much hidden. And like I went in and I knew there was a person beside me, but I didn't know who it was or what was going on. I could just feel like an energy here. I'm like, who the fuck is this? And then as soon as they took our blindfolds off, I was like, oh fuck, this dude's a fucking stallion. I have to go beside this dude.
So crazy. how many dudes, how many chicks?
It was like five and five, I believe.
And were all the chicks banging? Yes, he's nodding his. Oh, now shaking. That was a nod of like, not really.
No, I'm trying to think. Like, I really can't remember. Like a lot of like the people, like I don't know, pretty forgettable. Is it
most of them forgettable?
Well, nah. Like
you sounded more excited about the dude that was next to you that was a stallion.
Because he's
did
a great
about-
guy. He's an awesome dude. And
what's
like,
his name?
David.
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 And what
Bert
does David
Whistle.
Do?
David is...
Bert Whistle?
Yeah. I know, it's an interesting last name. Everyone's pulling up their phones. He's a great-looking dude. He's the nicest guy on the planet, and he's English. He has a great accent.
Was everyone with accent?
To me, yeah.
I feel like is this him?
That's him.
His body's good. I can't
incredible.
Tell about the face.
No, he's on it, but the personality's the killer.
Oh, really?
He's the greatest dude. Yeah, he's such a sweetheart.
So we know he's got the personality on you. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I have to bust your balls because the second I walked in here, he stands up. Harry stands up.
Yeah.
And he's just ready to go. So I got to bust your balls, get you down to, you know, equal playing field.
Yeah.
And then I'll build you back
build
up to
back
where
up.
I need you to be.
Yeah. And then what point do we make out?
As soon as this is over.
Perfect.
And then I'm going to go home to my baby.
Oh, amazing.
Okay, so
yes.
What was the goal of the game? Not to have sex. That's how you win.
Yeah, not...
Because I live under a rock, so you have to walk me through this. I need to know how you came to be someone that everyone is obsessed with. Because anybody I told that I was having you on today...
Yeah.
Like, dripping punani everywhere.
Tell him to DM me. That's
okay,
incredible.
Okay, DM him.
Please. So the premise was we need to build better relationships and more meaningful relationships. Because they got people that are pretty much like... You know, just like hot and horny. And that was, I guess, like what we're good at, just being like, no, like talentless and just like horny people. So they're like, oh, we want to get you on and like help you build more meaningful relationships. And there's like workshops where you like discover more about yourself and try and like, I don't know, look inwards instead of outwards.
Okay.
And then that was the end goal. But I was like, I'm going to have sex and fall in love. Well, actually, I fell in love first. So I was like, you know what, this is my person. And then obviously sex and relationships and whatnot kind of follows that. But I knew as soon as I met her that was like, she was great.
And how long did that last?
Like 2 months. No, we were on and off for like a year. I don't know. It was a very, yeah, very interesting.
So is the point for you guys to like build relationships? They want you to leave in a relationship but not have sex until you like know each other. Like how far into this show or this like competition did you hit that?
I think it was like a couple weeks in. Yeah, so like we were so you get like little watches as well towards like halfway through, where like if they light up green, like all the rules are off, you're allowed to go crazy.
So it doesn't count.
Nothing counts, so you can like go nuts.
Oh my god.
But yeah, we got put in a private suite one night because they wanted to help our relationship like go to the next level, and I think we spent like 32,000 or 20,000 or some shit in that night, which was because we were just having sex.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really embarrassing performance by me, but we got through it.
So then did this help you? Like when you were done with the show?
Yeah.
Or are you back? Because we just talked about an unfortunate sexual experience you had with a person a few days ago.
Yeah.
A few months ago. Are you just back to like banging it out, or do you look for meaningful relationships? I mean, you're only 25. I advise you to not look for meaningful relationships.
I think that when you are at a point where I'm at, right, I don't really get excited about sleeping with new people. Like, it's not for me, it's not that fun. I would rather get to know someone, get to know what makes them tick, and like get excited about that. Like at the moment with my career, where I'm at, my mentality, I just don't enjoy going out and getting fucked up and like hooking up with people. Like I slept with the majority of people when I was younger and going out and like just not giving a fuck, because
right
now, like, this is probably the least amount of people I've slept with in my life, like, because I'm just a little bit more held back. And again, like we were talking before about like off air about like spirituality and whatnot, and I've been very conscious about like my energy transfers, because I know that I give a lot of energy and I like to make people feel charged up when they leave me. And I know that like when you have an intimate experience like that, there's a big transfer that goes across, and I just get a little bit cautious, because I know I've been with people before, and there was like my ex, not a public ex, but a very private ex before. And any time after I'd leave her, I would have finished having sex, like I would just be so drained and like tired and like sad. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And then I realized that I just have to be a little bit more cautious with who I let connect with me.
Right.
And I think that falling in love and being in love since the show and having that beautiful feeling of like having your person made me realize that like there's no better feeling than just having someone and sticking by them and having your best friend and knowing their ins and outs and how to make their day better.
Now I feel bad that I busted your balls.
It's all good. You can bust them whenever you want.
No, I love that. I'm
back to be it again. Yeah.
And he's back.
Yeah.
No, I feel the same way. I think when you go through certain experiences, you realize like the people who are going to suck your energy dry.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like you said, you would sit there and think like, why am I feeling so depleted after I'm with this person? That's like your intuition telling you like the energy is off. This is not the right person for you. And the sex could be great.
Yeah.
Because I'm in that zone right now. Of course, I talk about like I'm just looking for a big old dick and that's about it. Really not the case. Like I need to feel something that is like a safe place.
Yeah.
You know? Because all that other shit fades. Mm-hmm. Again, you're in a different stage in life. You know, you're almost 25. Like me, I'm 31 with a child. Like anyone who I'm bringing in, it's like I have a baby.
Yeah.
You know, like Harry, you don't seem like you're ready to be a stepdad, right?
Depends on the woman.
That's what I mean though. You have to like really think about all of these things when you're getting into a relationship. That's why I say, I get it. Like you're into the energy and stuff, but you should fuck your brains out.
I've done enough of that. Come on.
And you've been going since 14.
I also have two kids as well.
You're such a liar.
Bruce and Pissy Pants, my dogs. So.
Oh, I wasn't aware of Pissy Pants.
Yeah, I'm a full-time stay-at-home dad.
Bruce is your dog who's kind of fat.
He's fat and ugly and chunky, but he's fun.
Who's Pissy Pants?
It's my best friend's dog, and she's a little Frenchie. And she's period pants right now because she just bled all over the couch and had to get a new couch.
Do you have a roommate?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it a girl?
No, it's a guy.
Is he hot?
He looks like an egg, but we love him. Yeah, he's great. I love him a bit.
How did you meet him?
I saw his brother on TikTok and I was like, you look like such a fucking prick. I want to be friends with you. Cause he was like going in his driveway.
You found him on TikTok?
Yeah. Yeah. He had a video of him going in his driveway and it was like a fleet of like Rolls Royces. And I was like, wow, this guy is so fucking like stuck up and rich. And I was like, this is an interesting life. I've never seen anyone like this. So I DM'd him. I was like, would love to hang out. And then they got back to me. They come and stayed with me in LA, and then just completely clicked. Like very spiritual, huge into manifesting. Just like obviously, just like me, the persona that's online is a little bit different to what you get in reality.
Of course.
And we just connected. Like he just sees shit on like a higher level and a bigger level. And he runs like these huge state fairs, and has a software company. He's just a genius. He's really,
so he's like inspiring to you as well.
He's motivating. Yeah, he's really great. I love him the bits, and his whole family's just like been really welcoming as well. It's just like my family over here, and they're just I don't know. It's really good because there's that saying that you are who you surround yourself with,
mm-hmm.
and he just thinks on such a high level. Like, it's not like, oh, $1 million like level. It's like he was thinking about billions. Like, he's thinking about, how am I going to be able to take care of my kids. Like, that's how he, and he's 22. He's always thinking.
Damn,
like,
he's young.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's thinking on such a crazy, crazy level. And I've never met anyone so successful. Like, he showed me a Snapchat of one of his businesses today. It was from the last 12 months. It's like 19 million or 18 million.
Holy shit.
It's crazy.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. My days of panicking over gift giving are officially over, and yours can be too, thanks to Gift Mode on Etsy. I absolutely love this. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's super easy too. Just tap or click on Gift Mode on your Etsy app or at Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I can't tell you how calming it is for me to see all of those ideas pop up on my screen. I recently had to find a gift for one of Ocean's little friend's birthdays, and I was tripping. Then I remembered, just use Etsy Gift Mode to shop for the creative kid. And I found the cutest handmade dress-up costumes, fabulous capes and accessories. The capes were so cute that I even bought one for Ocean. Gift Mode on Etsy is the best. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday gift for the reality TV fan, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
So did you expect... like, what were you doing before you got onto that show? Because now, like, what's your following? Are you more into the TikTok? Like, when it comes to social media, yeah. Like, where's your fan base? How many followers?
I got 4.5 million on TikTok and 4 million on Insta.
Can you put me on your TikTok?
Yeah, if you want to do some cringe stuff.
It has to be cringy?
Of course. That's like, what works. Though? I don't know. We could figure it out. Yeah.
Okay.
We can make some crazy magic. Do you know new TikTok at all?
I just discovered TikTok.
You just discover it?
How long ago, Jess, did I discover TikTok? September?
5 months. Wow, really?
Yeah. I told you I'm like a 90-year-old. I'm like, what is this TikTok?
No, it's great.
I have zero access to it. Jess handles all of it. She gets the content. She tells me what to go upstairs and do. And then she's like, hey, I just posted this on your TikTok. I'm like, looks great. Sounds good.
Wow.
4.5 million followers on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to be in entertainment? Like, before you joined the show, like, what was the point for you? What were you doing before?
Yeah.
Or did you just kind of like... do it because it sounded fun, you were bored and young?
No, so Abby's heard the story a million times, but I was at university. I was on a double degree in business and art, and I had a bit of a rough run where my brother's best friend committed suicide.
Okay.
And I was in a really confused state because, like, I was sitting there like, damn, like, I wish I could have just made him laugh. I wish I could have done something that, like, made my friends laugh or made them, like, giggle or just have a good time. And I remember I was sitting by the water with my dog and I was just, like, crying. I was really upset. I was listening to XXX's, like, one of his albums, and it was really dark because I was also really depressed. I was like, I hate university. I hate all these people telling me how to think.
Where were you?
In this place called Lismore, which is in Australia.
Okay.
And I was like, I hate people telling me how to think. And then one of my friends, Helen, she tagged me in an application thing for a show called Heartbreak Island in New Zealand. And I'm like, oh, this is my sign. I'm just going to go do this. And if it works out, I'm gonna figure life out. I don't need to be at university. I don't need to be with these fucking idiots that are out of date and don't even know a fucking thing or two. So I applied for the show, and when I went on there, I think this is when I started first ever manifesting, because I was just telling myself the whole time, I was like, I'm gonna win this, I'm gonna make everyone laugh, I'm gonna do exactly that. I went on the show, I won $100,000, made my absolute best friend in the world, Chris John, and then we moved in together when I was in Auckland. And from that point forward, we've just been glued to the hip. We started a brand together, did a whole bunch of crazy stuff, lived a really interesting lifestyle. And then suicide's kind of a thing that, like, continues. It's like a very, I think New Zealand has the highest suicide rate in the world. Same wow. with Australia. Like, the male suicide rate is just bonkers. So I was, again, like, fuck, like, I need to find something to make more people laugh. Like, I don't know how else, like, I can't call and hug every single person that's sad in the world. Like, we all have, like, life's a roller coaster. We all have ups and downs. So I'm like, what can I do that's going to make, like, people laugh or make people, like, have a giggle or, like, just a 10-second break from their, like, crazy life where they're just going to look at some idiot on a screen and just be like, it's kind of funny. Like, distracts people. I don't know. That was my thought process. And then I was applying for everything for, like, months. I was for every single show that would ever pop up. Like, I would DM casting agents, I'd be DMing every single person for, like, months and months and months. And then I was meant to do Love Island UK because I have a UK passport. And then it was the same casting people, and they were like, hey, this would be great for you. So I went across and, again, didn't know it was too hard to handle, didn't know anything about it. They just said, it's going to be great and you're going to have a good time. So I was like, you know, I trust the universe. Everything has a plan. And then it's been crazy ever since.
So did you have a TikTok before you went on to the show?
No way. No.
So this all happened, like, I like to say Vanderpump Rules is what I would like it to be, as a springboard for me.
Yeah.
This is like, that show was your springboard.
Of course, yeah. It literally, and I think it's really interesting, that sentence, because reality TV stars, when they go on a show, they're just like, cool, I've made it. Like, this is it. Like, a lot of people from my show or the seasons after kind of just, like, make it their entire identity and just stick by it and, like, don't do anything else. It's really interesting. I'm like, why don't you just try and branch out or do another show? Like, you guys are cool because you guys have a season on season, but, like, for us, it's like one season, you're done. Like, the next season's coming, you're washed out. And, like, it's for, there's only, like, a handful of people that have used it as a springboard to go to the next level or to keep moving. Like, a whole bunch of people have just completely been, like, left in the grass. It's crazy. It's wild.
I may have judged you too soon.
I get that. It's okay. I put on a bit of a show when I'm like, when I'm on camera.
Or, well, I just did your podcast, and it's a very different vibe than what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
You're deep. You're smart.
The coffee's worn off.
I'm seeing, like, when we were first talking, you told me you were almost 25. I said, you're a baby. You said, you're a man. I said, no.
Yeah.
You ain't a man. I'm seeing the man.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You can see whatever you want. Honestly, you just let me know.
So good for me, I guess, right?
Yeah, whenever you need it.
I'll take you up on that. When you're looking for a chick, because chicks are throwing themselves on you at all times. I get it. You like the energy. Blah, 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 blah. What's, like, the look? You into blondes? You into brunettes? Do you not discriminate? It's like, come one, come all. What is it?
Great question, and you're going to hate this answer. Very attracted to energy. Like, if you're talking to me and, like, it feels really nice and, like, it's flowing and, like, things feel good and you feel like a good person,
yeah,
then I'm just going to give you absolutely everything. But if you're, like, I don't know, if you look like a blow-up doll and you have, like, shit energy, like, I don't really care. Like, go away. Leave me alone. Like, I don't want to, like, I'm just going to regret it. I'm just going to wake up and feel shit about it. So, like, I would rather just, like, be like, hang out with someone that I enjoy like speaking to and like.
Do you care if they're like jobless and want to come up off of you?
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Well, if you're my girlfriend, like I want to do what I can for you.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I've done it in the past where like I've helped them start businesses or put them in positions to win, and I don't care if they use me because like it's just a lesson. It's not like a loss.
Did you say that you do like to fuck the fans or no? The fucking fans is weird, you said.
Yeah.
But how do you not fuck fans? Because you have such a big following. I feel like most chicks are going to be a fan.
I don't know. I guess I have fucked a couple.
Like, I'm sure you fucked a lot and you don't even know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I hate calling people my fans. I just call them my friends.
Your people.
I call them my friends. Because like it's a weird term. Like I'm not Justin Bieber. I'm not Drake.
I know. I feel the same way. I always feel weird calling it a fan.
Yeah. I'm just like, you're just an extra friend that I haven't met yet.
Right.
So like I want to meet you.
Okay.
You know?
100%. I feel the same way.
But I probably fucked a lot of them. Back to your point. Like, and I probably will fuck a few more.
You should.
So if you are a friend, send me a message.
Slide in the DM.
Yeah.
Is that where you find most of these chicks?
I guess. Yeah.
Because you have a big female following.
Yeah. I love my women. Yeah. They're
great. You love your women.
They're powerful. They're amazing.
All right. So what are you working on right now?
At the moment, I just finished filming a pilot show, which was really cool.
Scripted?
No, I was a host. It was
wow.
Which is the first time I've ever done that, which was really interesting. I hope it gets picked up. If it does, it'd be crazy. But just more reality TV stuff. Like I enjoy not thinking about things.
Mm-hmm.
But no one actually knows this. I've been taking acting classes because I want to be a little bit more serious.
Wow.
Because you know, like I'm just want to add. You know, like I want to add more to the resume. Like I want to be like
totally
more valuable than just like Harry from Talk the Handle. I want to be able to be, oh, you want to put me in this position or do this? Like, sure, I would love to do that. Like, I've been training for it. So I want to make sure that whatever comes my way, like I'm prepared just in case.
Do you like it? Do you like the acting classes?
It's really interesting because it makes you feel like a kid again. And I haven't really had a moment where like I get to just be silly and use my imagination. Like I'll read a script and my acting coach Kimberly, she's an angel, she will like make me just feel really comfortable and like think about like what's actually going on, because it's one thing for words on a paper, but like you have all these questions in your head and you have to like make up scenarios or like answer them in ways that you think that this person grew up that way or thought that way. It's really crazy. It's really interesting.
Yeah, you get to play pretend.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That was like the one thing when I was a kid. I was like, I would watch Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
You know who they are, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was obsessed. I had every book, watched every movie. And the whole time I would always think like, they're pretending. Like, I want to play pretend. Acting was that. So I totally get that where you're coming up with, it's like simple pages on a word or words on a page where you're like, I get to just like create my own thing with this.
Literally. And I think the best thing is like doing as much as possible or like just trying to diversify. Not as much as possible because you don't want to burn out, but like stuff that like keeps your like your fire fueled, you know?
I think it's a good call that you're doing that because you're going to have a lot of people who are like, we want him to come and do this because he'll make sure that the project gets out there and is seen.
Yeah.
But if you can back that up with a talent, it's like the whole thing. What did they say? A triple threat. It's like you can sing, dance, and act.
Yeah, I can't do any of those.
No, but you have a big following. Now the triple threat is so different. It's like he has talent. He's got a big TikTok following and like good on Instagram.
And an average white cock.
An average white cock? Is that what you said? I find that people with accents use the word cock.
Yeah, it sounds scary when you say it. It sounds like cock.
Like I'm used to like calling it the dick, right?
You call it the dick?
Like a dick. A big old dick, the dick.
Juicy, girthy schlong.
Schlong. No, I've never heard that.
You never heard schlong?
But everyone with a fucking accent.
What about like pork sword?
A pork sword?
Meat hammer.
Meat hammer? No.
You've never had a meat hammer?
No, and I can't say that I'm turned on by any of those words.
What if I was like whispering in your ear, like, do you want this meat hammer? Would that wouldn't help?
No, grab you'd like just dry some up sort like of the lube. my body is like exactly the Sahara.
Wow.
Have you whispered that before?
No, never. I'm just trying to feel
the waters. Do you whisper, do you want this cock?
No, I've never said that. I've said other stuff that's like probably possibly worse. But yeah, I haven't said, do you want this cock? Because that's a little bit weird. Because like you're already having sex. It's like they already have it technically. Like it's already inside them. So like, why would you fucking say that? Why would you bring it up? Like talk about something else, you know? That's what
that
I would say.
That is such a good point. Now, anytime I have sex, if someone whispers in my ear, if I want, I'm going to be like, I already have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, shut up, dickhead. Like, think of something else. I don't know. Like, do you want to get some food after this? Do you want to, like, hang out tomorrow?
I feel bad for my listeners because literally every episode for the past however many weeks always goes back to, like, getting laid. Like, I know. Yeah. Yes.
You need to come ASAP.
Yeah.
Like, do you have a vibrator? Use that?
Obviously.
Well, come on.
But there's nothing like a man
throwing
you
around.
Yeah.
You like to get picked up and like fucked?
Yes.
Like a little ragdoll?
Yes, that would be nice. I'm begging for it at this point.
Really?
Yeah, don't get too excited.
No, I'm listening.
How do you go about making your TikToks?
Oh.
That leads me to my next question, though.
Yes, yeah, so surely after fuck someone, I go straight to TikTok. I'm like, let's hit a renegade.
No, but you said that you do like cringy shit.
Yeah, no, it's.
I've never seen your TikTok before because, like I said, I have no access to the TikTok.
Yeah, no, it's usually just like funny because, like, I can't dance, I can't sing, and I'm not the hottest guy on the app, so people aren't following me for any of that stuff. So they're following me because I'm funny. Right?
Okay.
So I'll just do like, there'll be sounds where I can put like words on the screen that makes it like comedic, and that's how I go from there. Like, so people just, I guess, enjoy that stuff, and then
so your content is funny.
I don't have anything else to offer people. So
and
that's it.
How long does it take to make a funny fucking TikTok?
1 second.
So you don't have a day planned out where you're like, today is TikTok day?
No, because like I'll be sitting there, I'll find a sound, and I'll be like, when that idea comes to me, I know that I'm going to use that sound for it. Like, I'll just, after this, I'll probably just scroll, click a sound, and be like, okay, that's funny. I'm going to put these words on it, and then I'm going to do it later.
You're telling me that you have 4.5 million followers based off of funny fucking sounds.
Of course. People have more for less. So think about that.
No, it's just such a strange world. I cannot grasp it for the fucking life of me.
Yeah. No, like, you missed out in the pandemic. It was,
thank you.
It was a big hit. You could have been great, but you fucked up.
I fucked up. I can't get with it. Because by the time I felt like I had mastered Instagram, which, let's be very clear, I still have not mastered shit.
Yeah.
By the time I felt like I had.
Yeah.
It was like Instagram. No, it's TikTok. And I'm like, I'm exhausted.
Are you doing anything on Reels? Reels is huge right now.
Jessica, do we do anything on Reels?
We post a couple things on Reels.
Yeah, see.
So Reels is now huge? What is that? Is that an app?
It's Instagram's TikTok.
Oh.
So what I do is I go on my TikTok and I find the videos that I've done the best, and I just take them from TikTok and post them on my Reels, but just without the watermark, because I know it's going to do good, and I don't want to sit there and recreate.
But like, is your fan base different on TikTok than Instagram?
Well, I feel like that it's not the same. Like, I have more audience on TikTok. Yeah.
I always say, I'm like, if it's going on one, don't post it on the other, because what's the point of following me on both if you're going to see the same thing?
Because on Instagram, you're going to get photos and daily stories as well. On TikTok, you're just getting funny videos. So, like, I know the video is going to do good because it's already done good on another platform, so I'm just going to push it, give it a go, because it's going to hit a new audience that may have never seen it before. Like, people are going to be like, oh my God, yeah, it's relatable. That's why I know Harry, like, I've seen that. Or they're going to be like, people are going to scroll past it. They've already seen it. But
yeah,
on Reels, like, they're pushing that shit like crazy, so it's going to hit a different
audience.
Did
you figure this out on your own?
No, I just, it's my fucking life.
It's your job.
Yeah, to learn about this shit.
Is it weird to think that you're a TikTok star?
Well, because I'm not. Like,
wouldn't that be considered like a like with that amount of followers?
No, because like I'm friends with kids that have like 30 million followers.
Well, then who are you?
I'm Harry from Tour to Head. No, I'm Harry. I'm a reality star. And what
like
else
when
I?
You're written about, when you're written about online.
Yeah.
What does it usually say?
YouTuber for some reason. That's what it said on Google. I'm a YouTuber. I tried to change it. I was like, I'm not a YouTuber. I'm a TikTok star.
See, there we go. You said it. Because I always think like,
I'm a porn star.
Me too.
Really? Have
not
you got a video
very good
on that?
One.
Have you got a video?
No.
Show me.
But by the way,
show me what you're working
on. I would be totally fine. I always say this. I'm like, I've sent nudies back in the day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I know for a fact, I've recorded myself doing fun stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes with another person. Would I prefer it get out there? No, but like if it did, You're fucking welcome.
Yeah, see, I have a sex tape. I'm waiting to release it. It's sick.
You're such a bullshitter.
Do you want to see it?
No, I don't. Oh. Maybe after. Put it on TikTok.
Yeah, that was a quick way to get my account removed. I put OF for OnlyFans, and they deleted my account for like 2 hours.
Oh, wait, I did hear about this. Do you know who Sonia Morgan is?
No.
Okay, I'm obsessed with Real Housewives of anything.
Yeah.
And she was promoting her OnlyFans on TikTok, and they kicked her off of TikTok.
They wipe it, yeah.
So it's very, like, G-rated?
Yeah, well, because there's a lot of kids on there, I understand.
That's what it is. It's the kids.
But, like, also my audience on TikTok and Instagram is, like, 18 to 35. Like,
oh.
Yeah, like, I don't have kids on my shit. Like, we're a strong army of mature individuals.
Can you cuss on TikTok?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I cuss wherever I want. I'm Australian.
Wow. I love it. I'm not Australian, and I cuss wherever I want to.
Wow.
And whenever.
You are a badass bitch, huh?
I'm a classy motherfucker.
Wow. We should kiss.
We will. Just give it some time. Let my PI look into you. I'm totally fucking with you. All right. This was amazing. I loved having you on.
Amazing.
You're deep. You're deep and funny.
How,
you
how
hit all the
you?
Notes. You'll find out later.
Awesome.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Give Them Lala. I will catch you next week, my loves.
Thank you so much.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.